impediments in the spiritual path. The true spiritual path is a scientific, methodic process for human redemption. Human beings are steeped in spiritual ignorance. Everywhere people grope in darkness to find peace and happiness in the world. What they need is the light of consciousness that shines within every living soul. The knowledge of the Divine Self. The process of redemption is clear and simple. Analyze the nature of your inner personality. Assess your spiritual need. Treat it with the compatible spiritual courses. Practice them diligently, consistently, until you gain that supreme knowledge. However, while pursuing the course of spirituality, you must carefully overcome two main impediments that confront you. The first is at the mundane level, which is common to all, while the second is encountered by those who take up the spiritual practices seriously. The common factor in both impediments is the human weakness of becoming attached to the objects of experience. The mind craves for sensual pleasures, emotional feelings, and intellectual concepts. It gets you involved in and attached to the mundane affairs. As a result of your attachment to the world, you lose sight of the spiritual goal. This impedes your progress in the spiritual path. The second impediment you face is your attachment to spiritual courses. Your involvement in bhakti, devotion, jnanam, knowledge, and karma action. The courses themselves turn out to be most entertaining. They provide you with much greater peace and joy than that provided by your mundane activities. Your mind develops a fascination for the courses themselves and begins to revel in them. Gradually you become involved in, attached to the practices. It is far more difficult to pull yourself out of the spiritual involvement than from mundane involvement. Hence, you continue to merely indulge in their enjoyment. You lose the very purpose of the spiritual path you have undertaken. With no thought of spiritual unfoldment and enlightenment, that becomes a greater obstacle in the spiritual path. Since the entertainment derived from spiritual practices is far superior to that of the mundane activities, you become more bound to them. The attachment to the spiritual revelry is more binding than the attachment to worldly pleasure and joy. That explains why the attachment to spiritual courses turns out to be a greater obstacle in the path. You become more deeply rooted in ignorance. You grope in denser darkness. The Ishavasya Upanishad in verse 9 cautions humanity of this imminent failing in the spiritual path. Those who are involved and attached to the material world grope in blinding darkness, ignorance, while those who are attached to spiritual courses are lost in greater darkness, ignorance. You must overcome these main obstacles in your spiritual path. Get over your attachment to gaining objectivity in life. You gain objectivity by strengthening your intellect through daily study of Vedantic knowledge. Reflect upon the truths therein. Use that knowledge to maintain objectivity in your material as well as spiritual life. You then rise above all attachment and involvement. Remember, you take to the spiritual course for your evolvement, not your involvement. Never lose sight of the goal of enlightenment through your life. The spiritual courses are undertaken to unfold the divinity within you. They pertain to the terrestrial realm. They can reach you only to the point of terrestrial perfection, but cannot take you directly to the transcendental reality. The reality lies beyond the terrestrial realm. Hence, you'll have to ultimately go beyond all terrestrial effort and cross over to the transcendental. A phenomena strikingly similar to an athletic event known as the pole vault. In this event, the pole vaulter uses a pole to gain the height required to cross over a bar set for the purpose. The athlete runs with the pole, picks one end of it on the ground, and heaves himself up with the other end to the height of the bar, discards the pole and rolls over to the other side. No pole vaulter can jump that height without the pole. Equally so, no pole vaulter can jump that height with the pole. If he clings on to the pole after reaching the height, he will dislodge the bar. Only by discarding the pole at that height can he cross over to the other side. In the same manner, you cannot gain enlightenment without the aid of the spiritual courses. Ironically, if you are attached to the courses, cling on to them, you cannot gain it either. The spiritual courses can lift you to the zenith of terrestrial perfection. Thereafter, you must leave them and plunge into the silence of meditation. Then alone would you be able to cross over to the transcendental, attain spiritual enlightenment.